You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this finally Friday morning, tomorrow is National Hire a Veteran Day. That's right. Every year, about 200,000 service members transition from military service to civilian life. Finding the right civilian career can be one of the biggest challenges they face. Traditional ways of hiring, including putting an emphasis on college degrees and resumes, can make it even more challenging for a lot of service members to land civilian jobs as they transition out of the military. Joining us right now to talk more about this transition and help that's available, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, Senior Learning Associate at Capital One Commercial Bank, Amy Honeycutt. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining. So what is something that you wish you had known when transitioning into a corporate role?
I think for me, the challenge was after 25 years of being an Army spouse, I didn't just transition once. I transitioned every 2 to 3 years at every single duty station in a new state, a new country, and into a new career, a lot of times with licensing requirements and title, like totally different. What I really wish that I would have known was that finding an employer with the right culture and support system mattered as much as the job title, because chances are I was going to need that flexibility again, and finding an employer and a community that could walk alongside my family during that period of change really made the world of difference. And so being able to find somebody that supports military families, navigating military life transitions, it truly is a crash course in leadership, building resilience and adaptability. And they set you up for success in civilian roles post-service. And so finding somebody who matches that is really important.
There are resources available. Tell us a little bit more about some of those resources that people might take advantage of.
I think one of the greatest and most powerful resources that there is out there is Hiring Our Heroes, which is a nonprofit that we started partnering with in 2011. And it supports veterans and military spouses. It's an 11-week fellowship with 4 cohorts per year, and it gives participants hands-on expertise in real professional networks before they even have left the uniform behind. Last year, when my husband retired from the Army, he had exactly 2 pairs of slacks, and that's the kind of gap a fellowship like this actually catches, the unglamorous logistics of learning how to dress as an adult while your entire life is changing all at once. And it's not about just the service member's life that changes. As a spouse, I ran our household through multiple deployments, moved our family overseas more than once, and rebuilt our community from scratch every single time. These aren't gaps on a resume. It's project management, it's crisis logistics, stakeholder management, all with zero formal title. Military spouses are expert at adapting and rebuilding, and those are exactly the skills that programs like Hiring Our Heroes help translate into job titles that employers will actually recognize.
How can businesses get involved to help support the hiring of veterans and their families?
Corporations can support families because they can offer flexibility, right? We're constantly rebuilding and rebranding every single time that we have to move or we hit that period of transition. So that flexibility with like remote friendly roles, employers who don't treat a resume gap or a permanent change of station as a red flag, that culture truly matters. Veterans and military spouses really need to evaluate companies, not only for the job itself, but for the flexibility. Family support and strong military-affiliated communities really make or break that transition.
Talking with Amy Honeycutt from Capital One Commercial Bank. She also leads Salute Spouse Business Resource Group. What is Salute?
Oh, Salute. It is like my passion project here, and I'm so lucky that I get to participate in it and work with all of the members and the spouses that are involved in it. It's one of the most powerful things that veterans and spouses here have. And as a veteran and as a spouse, being able to connect with others who understand your experience is a tool that's irreplaceable. The BRG, or Business Readiness Group, has more than 6,000 members across the enterprise, and they provide mentorship, peer support, that can make a major difference during and after your family's transition. Salute truly was a lifeline for me during our last permanent change of station. As well, it bringing people into my life who truly understood the corporate landscape as well as what a life of service looked like. Before I had Salute and the support that they offered, my support system had been an emotional support cheese drawer.
Amy, where can people go for more information?
For more information, there's a few things I highly recommend. First, visiting Capital One's careers to view our full list of tips for transitioning service members and explore available resources. We also have a job finder quiz there, which will help find roles that match with your interests and your experience. And to figure out how that experience translates, we have a military skills translator, which will connect your military background to open positions.
All right. We'll check it out. Amy, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.